This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Heading into Thursday, and I hope that you're ready to just take a minute to hear from God, because that's what happens when we read the Bible with our hearts open to God. The Bible is called God's Word, not just to make it sound more pompous or something. Rather, that's what it is. God has given us truth in the Bible, but He Himself wants to meet with us through His Word, the Bible. So you look at the Bible not just to know the Bible, but to know God. And God wants to meet with you today, and He wants to speak to you as we read His Word. So here at the beginning of your day, just open your heart to God and say, God, speak to me. We're talking about faith this week. And I want to read you a few more verses out of Hebrews chapter 11, the great chapter on faith. I'm skipping a little bit where it talks about Abraham and Sarah and how they trusted God and how it impacted their lives and actions. And then come to verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged, listen to this, that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Well, that sounds a little bit odd, doesn't it? Here on the earth, this is our home. Why would they feel like strangers and exiles on the earth? It goes on to say, for people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city. Well, faith in the truth of what God reveals to us tells us this world is not our home. That is really a life-changing truth, because it means that I don't just settle down here and get all concerned about all my possessions here and protecting and guarding all my stuff here. What happens here is so temporary. It's so fleeting. The reality of who you are is your spiritual existence. When your body ends after your brief time here on earth, you won't just go into blackness and non-existence. You, yourself, will continue to exist. If you know someone who has already died, they still exist. And what God is telling us is that this temporary life here on earth, we're just passing through. And what really matters in life is eternity and what it will be like for us as we go on from this place. And so we become much more concerned about the things having to do with eternity, the things that last way beyond this life, than we do with the things that last just for this life. The temporary trials and stresses of life, yes, they can seem overwhelming when we think that this is what life is about, but they fade in their importance when we recognize this life is so fleeting, so temporary, we're just passing through. When you think about what is eternal, the people around you who will continue on even after this life is over, and their relationship with God and the significance of what that means, because when this life is over, we are accountable to God for our lives, and we need His forgiveness and being brought into His family so that we'll have an eternity with Him full of purpose and meaning rather than full of judgment. So as you think about your life today, can you reevaluate it? The activities of your day, yes, many of them you have to do because we are in this world. But the importance of your relationships with the people around you and what God wants to do through you in the lives of those people suddenly becomes so much more important. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.